and we can never prevent heartbreak. I can't make you love me if you don't. Don't put time in and the only thing you get is a funeral program. Oh, they let you ride in the car. Girl, bye. Boy, bye. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, sir. Remember, anybody that is in your life that is not multiplying you, they're on assignment from the devil. Give them my number and tell them I said it. Welcome back to Off the Drip with Jules. Today's topic, when loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Shout out to Mr. Tyrese. Ladies and gentlemen, I was at the courthouse and the look in his eyes. When he did everything right, or when you do everything that's right, and who you are loving isn't loving you back. Let's talk about it. So I was down there at the courts with Mr. Tyrese. Check the pictures, honey. I got receipts. The courthouse says he owes $925,000. Y'all, that's close to $1 million. Come on now. For child support here in Atlanta. All right. So, of course, that includes child support, of course, and includes the attorney fees. His ex-wife, Samantha, has two different attorneys representing her. And then, of course, he has his own attorney. And then he has to pay. He was paying child support. Let me make sure we're clear on that. He was clearly paying child support on his very own. The judge has prorated it back and using California rates. The calculations that he is paying currently to the child support in California is $10,000 and some change. So now he's been mandated here in Atlanta to pay $10,000 and some change. So that's how they got to this astronomical fee of $925,000. Woo! And yes, Mr. Tyrese had a prenup. She, Miss Samantha, signed each and every page, and so did Tyrese. I guess the elephant in the room is about the contested or uncontested. Well, because they're in litigation, that would be a contested, but the judge ruled against him. So right now, until the appeal comes, he's been mandated to pay her attorney's fees. But I'm sure he has competent lawyers that will get that overturned. But right now, it's $925,000 and some change. He did everything right. He had his prenup. He fell in love. And the woman left. Miss Samantha left without his even a note. So we don't know what her reasonings were. But you can see that his heart was broken. He was distraught, but he's yet standing. And we honor God for that. So I appreciate you, Mr. Tyrese, for standing and standing up for father's rights. Because if they will do it to you, who is a bona fide millionaire, oh my God, what would they do to our regular Joes? So I salute you, King. Keep on keeping on. Our prayers are with you. We always want families first to stay together. All right. So, to our new young lovers, listen, this is what this podcast is all about. When your 20s could talk to your 50s or your 60s, what can we learn from this? Because Tyrese did everything right. He had his paperwork as well. But maybe just a step further, let's put some of our things in a trust. Control everything, but own nothing. And let's see what happens in some of these court cases. Because when you have a man that's got a good heart and doing the right thing, and then left without any recourse because of how our juries and constitution is set up, it doesn't appear sometimes that the man have an equal footing. But that is up for the courts. But let's see if you are able to get your taxes, your wills, your trusts in place so we can renegotiate some terms. Get your paperwork together. Without proper paperwork, you're going to say why you want to act like that. Because you know we be what? Tearing it up? Making up? So why you want to act like that? But anyway, so to our young lovers, let's make sure we get some paperwork in order. So listen, we can never prevent heartbreak. I can't make you love me if you don't. Let's agree to disagree. Look at Michael Duncan and Omarosa. He died 54, I believe, 51, 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there. They were not married, but she had paperwork. You could be the power of attorney. Get your paperwork in. Don't put time in and the only thing you get is a funeral program. Oh, they let you ride in the car. Girl, bye. Boy, bye. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, sir. We're not doing that. We're in 2023. Those of y'all that are married now, a will is cute, but it can be contested. Let's get a trust. So we're not even deal with probate and all those kind of things. You can get a living trust, an irrevocable trust. So no one can contest it as well. So you don't want to be in that situation where he has transitioned and 54 is early. He has transitioned and then there's no recourse. So next though, we have Julieism. That's the term that I have coined, me. And it's simply things that I know, baby, that I know. Got t-shirts in every color, period. Like taxes and death, you can count on it. So the golden nugget for today. And let me also say something in here too. Now this, I know that I know to my millennials, that's not a good thing for you. If you're going on a job, if you're doing something and you come with that I know attitude, when you're saying that, that means you've shut down. You're not learning anything. So don't do that. These golden nuggets I'm talking about is things to live by. So this particular Julieism is if you marry someone and they have no integrity and they don't multiply you, he is on assignment from the devil. And trust, he will see you in hell. Let me repeat this. If you marry a person that has no integrity, a person that does not multiply you, he is on assignment from the devil. And he will see you in hell. Now, y'all, the example I'm going to give here, I love both of these two. I really do. Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. I love them. I love Bobby Brown right now, 2023. But I'm telling you, unfortunately, and that one right there, you can check me out on Ko-fi to talk about that relationship. I don't give no more credit to Whitney than I do Bobby. But you see the damage. You see the carnage. You see the dead bodies. Cut, God almighty. That thing could have been turned around. But that I just don't even want to speak on it. I'm that hurt about that. But point I'm saying is, here again, no integrity caused her to not be here, in my humble opinion. And I did not know either of them personally. But that is an example of that. And so, to just bring it home for you, anything out of integrity, if you know, diseases, meaning he got some kind of HIV, but don't tell you, out of integrity, red flag on the ground. If he's running scams and doing all kind of stuff, red flag on the ground, don't go with it. So I hope you get clarity on that, but don't hesitate to give me a call. If you got a question, I'm here for you. So now we're going to move to strike a pose. Yes, yes. So note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to strike a pose, and that means that we have entered the safety zone. Ah, sound the alarm. So, and listen, come for me. Ask me questions, because I got answers. You can submit your questions, and I will give you the unadulterated truth. Come for me. Yes. So, okay. I do have a question submitted by Shaniqua, and it goes like this. What does it mean to be submissive? So the question, what does it mean for a woman to be submissive to you personally? So she's asking me a question. What does it mean to be submissive? I often hear men say they want a submissive partner, but I'm not quite sure what all that is supposed to entail. So even if you have a submissive partner or want that, are you worthy of being submitted to? And what does being submissive mean to you? That's a great question coming from a young person. But I want you to know submissive is not a bad word. Don't run from that. But let's think about it. Submissive is not a cuss word. It's not a bad word. It does not mean you're being a doormat. He honors and surrender to God. You both submit to each other. I do believe, however, that the husband is the priest of the home, and you honor him as he submit to God with his whole heart, his whole mind, his whole soul. And he in turn honor and adores you. Remember, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And everything that he gives you, you take that thing, you bless that thing, and you multiply it. Remember, anybody that is in your life that is not multiplying you, they're on assignment from the devil. Give them my number and tell them I said it. Yes. They're on assignment from the devil. So remember, any family that prays together stays together. Oh, baby, please understand the power too is not to be trivialized. The power too, or any two gathering. And so to add even another note to that, since this is coming from a woman, and to all of my ladies, and I know the men would love this. Listen, what men really want is respect and peace. You're going to ask them. Respect and peace. And, you know, nothing like being honored in your own home. So, ladies, I know I have one of those jobs that is so easy to lead with your masculine leg. What do I mean by that? Oh, you got that type A personality. You got that take charge. Oh, you're that girl Friday. Oh, baby, just call Juliet. She'll get it done. She can do this. Oh, man, we pastors, preachers, lawyers. Oh, honey, we nurses. Baby, we do it all. Okay? Let me tell y'all something. For y'all that are doing that, pump your brakes. Make yourself a priority. Let him lead in his role. You can run your own house, but I can tell you this, men are hunters. So ladies, all of y'all, this, I make my own bread. I make my own bacon, honey. I got this. Girl, bye. Listen, you need a joker with three legs. You can go hunt, kill the cow, kill the deer, and put it on the front step. He won't enjoy it. He's putting up with it, but he's building up a resentment. He's building up a resentment. See, that is that Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. She was feminine in all of her expression, but she is the breadwinner. And he might have didn't say it out loud, but his action said it out loud. on one episode on Oprah, Whitney said he spit in my face. Oh my God. When somebody hawk and they spit in your face, and he has matured, he has a new wife, he's moving on. I love Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative, I'm telling you. But as he matures, these are the kind of things, you know, you chip away. You got blind spots, you chip away. He's still a masterpiece. I'm sure he's asked for forgiveness. He done gave up drinking. He done gave up that cocaine, that narcotic. So he done gave up those things. So he's a different man now. But the point I'm trying to make to you is, ladies, when you are leading and he is following, see, we're out of alignment. Now, I am not foolish enough to think, and men, please marry up. If that's something you can do, marry up. Ladies, the same. Marry up. But we got to still love on each other and find each other's love language. And ladies, yes, you have to pump your brakes. Let him decide, hey, we're parking here. Hey, 6 months, we're going to be here. Hey, in 6 months, we're going to be there. Let him unfold the roadmap and you usher him in. You love on him and usher him in. You know, a smart woman knows how to do that. Here again, those are things that we can talk beneath the veil. You understand? You got to love on your man enough, turning that no into a yes. Learning how to rub his bald head. Not downstairs. I'm talking about different from here for real this time. But listen. So calm down with the masculine leg. And just love on him. Like I said, be his coffee in the morning. So now we're headed to our Ko-fi, the exclusive segment, Mine. Ooh, I love it. You love it? I love it. Elephant in the room is, how do I know when someone loves me or just me? Somebody done targeted you and they want you. Oh, girl, they could play a game with you 3 months, 6 months, but I double dare you to look for the signs. And some of those signs is like this. Red flag on the front. Let me welcome you back home. Come on back home. So we can put some substance back in you and bring you back to life. We can speak life on you and you can come on in. So if you like to hear more of this great content, if you like to come on in out the rain, if you like to break bread with me in this segment, I do have an extended version on the podcast. So go check out Ko-fi. Is listed in the subscription. And yes, I take donations all day long. Yes, I take dirty money, pray over it, make it clean. So all y'all drug dealers that's out there and have in between and you don't know where to go, sow a seed because you need somebody to pray over you so the police won't get you and you go do that 5 to 10. If you start sowing somewhere, maybe. And I don't believe in illegal anything. But like I said, dirty money, we pray and make it good money. So in my closing, remember, millions of people in the world, God got somebody that's on your team, that's cheering you on in sickness and in health. So don't compromise. Set a standard. And give God permission to give you the love of your life. Give God permission to allow the love of your life to show up and show out. So remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. I have enjoyed myself tonight. And I hope that you can see the sincerity in my heart. I really want you to win. Because one thing I do know, my millennials, to the rest of you guys, your future is relying on you. So I got all the tidbits. Like I said, I want you to look at me and say, wow, she didn't do it. And it's just God's grace. He covered me. And I think I don't know at all, but I think he left me here just to be your confidant, to tell you, to let you know, hey, it's a future out here. She's waiting on you. All right. Good night. Love you. See you next time. Bye-bye. I want you to check out my YouTube channel. So it's YouTube, and that's at TUBE.com/OffTheDripWithJules, JULES. So that was YouTube.com/OffTheDripWithJules. And don't forget to head over to the description or show notes for the link to submit your own questions and scenarios. You can also support me by going to my Ko-fi, where you can tip me, donate, and receive access to exclusive content. If you're listening on an app, be sure to leave a review. Help me grow my audience by sharing the podcast with someone you want to see win in this life. Thank you.